9:33 in the morning, and it's time to get rolling once again for Ask Brett the Vet, where we visit with our good friend Dr. Brett Ellis of Veterinary Associates. You can find them at the Roundabout on US 68, a mile north of the Xenia city limits. And we'll tell you how to get a hold of them if you have a pet that is in need of some veterinary services. Dr. Ellis is with us on a Thursday morning. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm a bit better than I was last Thursday. I was out mountain biking Saturday after work. And not even mountain biking. I was at John Bryan. There's not a mountain to be found there anywhere. And was having a really good ride. Just taking it nice and easy. And went through about my fifth creek crossing and hit a greasy rock. You know, that's what you call it. It's when the ground gets slippery, it's like you call it greasy. So I went down and landed on my hip on the right side and just snapped it. So right at the femur at the neck, and laid there for an hour and a half while EMS came. It was pretty. They were really good. The first, it was a little concerning. The first two guys were a little, let's say, over-conditioned if they were cows in a show. But a little, I was about a mile in from the parking lot, and they were out of breath, and I thought, oh, geez.
They're never going to get me out of here.
I was like, I'm going to be here for a while. And then a couple young ladies showed up, and they got it taken care of. They got me on a ball, a big tire and backboard, and rolled me out of there. So I wanted to thank EMS out of Clifton and or Cedarville and Yellow Springs for getting up there, Miami Township. They did a great job getting me out, getting pelvis stabilized, and then I went to Soin, and they're like, we don't have a surgeon on the weekend, so they sent me to Kettering, and they did a great job down there too. So good as experience as you can have for that thing. And it's just amazing. You know, when this happened, this was on a Saturday. I'm like, well, I'll probably be back to work by Tuesday or Wednesday. No. I just think about dogs, how they, you know, they get a fractured femur and we put a pen in a plate and they do pretty good. Like, well, shoot, I can get in there, but it's I want a dog's brainstem, I think, to get through this. That would be good. But just knowing that fracture is stable is a big relief. Like, you know, it hurts, but it's not like that when your muscles contract and then you feel the bone grind across the bone. That's an uneasy feeling. So once they get it stabilized, you know that it's going to be okay. So it's just. It's just all that soft tissue healing that you have to deal with. So we're getting back at it. I'm going to try to get back to work on Monday, see limited cases, start with a few cases, and, you know, because I usually get down on the floor.
Right.
And work with them. So that's probably a few more weeks away.
Yeah.
So start with the smaller ones that I can get up on the table and just work from there. And, and then horses are probably going to be another 6 to 8 weeks before I can be sure that the fracture has stabilized and I'll be good to be confident around them. If you're not confident around a horse, they're not going to feel better. So, you know, that's the thing. You gotta have your bearings about you before you go do that. But it's interesting because I've had three people tell me about when they were kids and they broke their femur. And so these intramedullary pins, they just became, like, this was in the 90s that these things started to get, like, really good. So where they could use them as opposed to back in the 80s, 70s, 60s, if you had a fractured femur, they would put you in traction for 2 weeks. So put tension on your foot to pull your bones away from each other so the muscles didn't contract and pull them back short. And then they would put you in a body cast put a pin through your lower leg, the tibia, to hold your leg in place through the cast. And then you laid there for 14 to 16 weeks and couldn't move at all.
Oh, God.
So, you know, you think about where that has come and how great that technology is. And, you know, I do always talk about doing Chinese medicine, but what I want when you break a leg, you want Western medicine. We got this stuff figured out. Like, we are good. We've got trauma better down, better than anybody else. So there are certainly plants and herbs that can help facilitate the blood flow, but nothing works like getting that bone back together. So it's still fractured. That's what you think, like, oh, well, it's all back together. The pin just gives you the stability to bear weight, but you can't bear that much weight. So, you know, you're still on a walker for a while, and he just keeps strengthening it. And then the physical therapist shows up, and then you get more painful. You're like, I'm pretty good. I'm doing good. Then climb the stairs, and you're like, well, maybe I'm not so good. So it's been a good ebb and flow, but it's definitely amazing because, you know, you just think about how our animals recover from these kind of things. And, it's different for us. So it's a journey, but it's been good to have time to get caught up on reading and learn my U.S. history again. So I've never really liked it in school. It was just not taught very well. But, boy, you can watch some really good documentaries and read some good books. And now you understand how it's pretty amazing that we're all here together. So I'm really grateful for that. Like a few things could have gone wrong in a battle couple hundred years ago, we wouldn't all be here together. So I'm really grateful for that.
Things would be totally different.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. So
now, when you wrecked, did you have enough, or were you able to get enough reception there in John Bryan, or did you have to yell until somebody heard you, or what?
No, I had my phone in my pockets. So I drug myself out of the creek and laid on my back, got my bike out of the bike trail, and it was probably 45 minutes or an hour before even another biker came by, but I was on the phone with 911 and just laid there and kind of held my hip in place when it first happened. I thought, oh, that's going to hurt. And then I tried to stand up, and I could stand up on my left. And so I was like, oh, my pelvis isn't fractured. That's good. And then I tried to bear weight on the right, and that's not happening. And, you know, so then I went down and just crawled out, pulled myself out of there. And 911. And then I sent them my location. The EMS guy called me, and I just sent them my location from my iPhone. And they were able to track me and get to me. So it just took a while, but, you know, it's amazing that they can do it. And grateful for them making that trip in and pulling me out of there. So
I'm glad they were able to pin your location, or you might have been there even longer.
Right. Yeah, I was a mile in from the parking lot. So, you know, just trying to find that location is a bit, that's not the easiest thing. It's not like an address you can just go to.
So right.
There was a mile marker I could see. So that helped tell them where to go. And then, like, ODNR came, and he helped them find it, too. He knew where mile marker 32 was. And so that's that was helpful. Of course, they were so nice. They took my bike home for me. It's a pretty nice bike, and I didn't want to leave it in the back of my truck. I was worried somebody might, you know, take it. And so ODNR guy was like, I'll drop it off at your house. I'm like, yeah, I'm just on Clifton Road. You know, when I'm laying there, I'm like, I'm not going to call anybody until I get to the hospital and find out what happened, because there's no reason for anybody to worry. And I did get in a little bit of trouble, because I guess people like to worry. And I will remember to call if it ever happens again. But my son was coming home from work, and he sees ODNR dropping his dad's mountain bike off at the house. That's probably not a great feeling.
Yeah, they probably figured something was up.
Yeah. So that's how they found out. But then I did call everybody once I got to the hospital and got stabilized and could tell them what was wrong. But that, just for future reference, people really don't want to wait. They want to know and they want to worry. So, yeah, found that out.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet. We'll check in with you next week to see how things are going and hopefully on the mend. And still plenty of doctors there at Veterinary Associates providing excellent care for animals. If folks need to call or have a question about anything, what is that number?
That is 937-372-9978. And I did want to thank everybody for their patience and understanding why get this bad wheel fixed and get back on track. But Dr. Clark's there, Dr. Mormon, Dr. Becky and Dad, and they're taking on the extra work. So I'm really grateful for that.